Welcome to Cooking in the Dark.
The kitchen. I will go to the kitchen. And although some recipes I cannot read, still I'm sure I can do everything I need. This show, Cooking in the Dark, it is the key. He's a mighty talkative Texan. You know Cheryl, she tells him so. I know Dale Campbell would like to welcome you to this here show.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Holy schmoly, guacamole!
Welcome to Cooking in the Dark. This is Cheryl Cummings, and I'm going to introduce to you the man who proves to us every week that you don't need sight to cook dinner tonight, Dale Campbell.
All right, y'all. All right, all right. Ooh, summer is over.
No. We have a few more. We have like a week to go or so.
Yeah, but by the time this show gets out, it'll be almost over, you know?
Maybe. Okay.
22nd, 23rd?
23rd, yeah.
Okay, so everybody get your eggs out because at the time of the solstice, at whatever, midnight, 1 a.m., whatever time it is, you're supposed to be able to stand an egg up perfectly on end.
Oh, we might have an egg party then.
Uh-huh, I think so. And no fair boiling it, no fair doing a little crack where, you know, no fair using sticky tack or anything, you know, to make it stand up.
Right.
You got to make it stand on its own, but you can do it exactly at that one point. I think spring and fall solstice, right, where everything's supposed to be perfectly in balance for that 1 second.
I like it.
But y'all be glad to know, Cheryl, Tim, and I, we all made it through Friday the 13th and the full moon. Because, woo, something about a full moon and lunatics. Lunatics, man. People get crazy when the moon gets full. But thank goodness this was a micro moon, so it was way far away. It was the furthest away from the Earth in orbit. And it was also a harvest moon. So we're getting all kinds of moon things here, huh? Right.
Yeah. All in one. Wow. Very cool.
Yeah. The harvest moon is always the moon closest to the fall equinox. So that's all I got on the moon, but we made it through. So man, today y'all, we're going to be going back to the crock pot. Crock pot cooking is, well, fix it and eat it, basically. Fix it and leave it, something like that. I forget what that saying was for crock pots, but you put it all together and
right.
Just walk away.
You walk away. Oh.
And this recipe I've never done. I mean, I've made stroganoff a lot. We've made, you know, poor man stroganoff. We've made it, you know, we've done some different stroganoffs. In fact, we did a crock pot stroganoff on the show not too long ago.
Yeah.
This is a chicken stroganoff today.
This is going to be interesting.
I think it's going to be pretty good. I can't wait to try. It's got some of my favorite things in it. It's got chicken, and it's got onions, and it's got mushroom soup. Can't go wrong with mushroom soup. Mushroom soup's great on everything. And mushrooms, of course. I love mushrooms, too. So, and of course, you know, I made a few substitutions on this recipe, but we'll be all right. We'll be all right. Hey, I want to let everybody know, too, that November the 11th at 7:40, the Mice, they're going to be doing their the annual stocking stuffer show. There'll be more information about that later on, but you will definitely want to tune in and listen to that. But we'll get you more information as we get closer on how to get in and listen to that. It's a crazy tour through the Blind Mice Mega Mall. It's pretty good. And it's free. And it's free. So football season has started.
Yes.
Fall is here, man. I mean, that's the kickoff to fall, in my opinion. Football season is here.
Oh. I don't know. The Patriots, we've got some issues.
You have one big issue. If y'all don't know what we're talking about A.B., Antonio Brown.
Oh my gosh.
Troublemaker, man. He's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that thinks he is more important than the game. And some of the nonsense that he's done is just ridiculous, you know? So anyway, we won't get into it. We could last this whole podcast, this whole show talking about that knucklehead. But I don't know, man, if anybody can straighten him out. Belichick, if he won't, he's going to be, you know, asking if you want fries with that, probably.
Exactly. Exactly. But the fact that they chose him, you're just like, really? He's got issues.
Well, he is. I mean, he is fast. He's a good player. If you can separate the issues, you know, and Belichick's done that before. He's pulled in players that had issues, and they lined out, you know.
Yeah.
And I heard his locker's like right next to Brady's. So if he starts acting up, Tom will just say, hey, Bubba. You know, Tom says you do this, you better do it. Because Tom is, he's the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time at quarterback I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That son of a gun. Don't give him the ball with 2 seconds on the clock. He'll beat you. But we'll see what happens. We'll see how it works out. I mean, y'all are playing today with him, right?
I don't know. I've been boycotting a little bit, so I won't know.
Yeah, I was all against the Tech. I wasn't getting excited. I watched one preseason game against Dallas.
Yeah.
And first play, we got sacked. Second play, our starting running back blew his knee out. He's out for the season. Third play, we got sacked again. I'm like, click. I just turned it off.
Gosh. Yeah.
And then last week, we were on Monday Night Football. We almost won, you know. We pulled, we gave Drew Brees the ball with 37 seconds left. Too much time. He beat us. But I was like, oh, kind of got me excited. And then today, the way they played today, I'm not too fired up. As long as we have O'Brien as head coach, we'll never make it. But anyway, this show's about cooking, not football.
This is true.
Chicken, crock pot chicken stroganoff, y'all. Pretty doggone easy. It's got a couple steps that we're going to have to do, but we'll get through it. You know, you're going to need some grips, mitts. You're going to need a 5 or 6 quart crock pot. So get all that going. Get ready because we're going to do it. So, Cheryl, there were these two women, you know, Janice and Mary talking. And Mary was having some trouble getting her husband to come home at night, you know, from going out and staying out late. So they're talking, and Janice asks her, so how's that working out? You know, Mary, have you been able to get your husband home earlier? And she goes, oh, yeah, it's working out really well. And Janice goes, well, what'd you do? And Mary says, well, whenever he would come in late, I'd say, hey, is that you, Mike? She's like, wait a second. She goes, I don't understand. What does that do? And she goes, well, my husband's name is Andy. That'll happen, right?
That should get somebody's attention.
Hey, who's Mike? Where's Mike? All right, y'all. So don't go anywhere cooking in the dark. It's fall. It's crock pot chicken stroganoff time. Don't go anywhere. We're going to show you how to make this delicious meal that everybody will love. You want Cooking in the Dark downloaded to your podcatcher? Here's our address, http://www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com/RSS. That's Cooking in the Dark, no spaces, all squished together, .libsyn, LIBSYN.com/RSS. And Cooking in the Dark will be delivered directly to your computer. Dale Campbell here with Cooking in the Dark, and let me ask you a question. When you take something out of the oven and you hear a sizzling sound, do you realize it's you sizzling and not the food? When you're grilling, do you find that your finger's getting cooked, not the meat? If so, you need to get some Grips oven mitts, the same ones that I use when I do Cooking in the Dark. These great mitts will not only protect you to temperatures up to 500 degrees, but they also protect you against steam burns and also burns from hot liquids. They clean up real easy. Just wash them off under the faucet or toss them in the dishwasher. The main reason I love them, though, being blind, I can actually identify what I'm touching right through the mitts without getting burnt. Now try that with a great big old cotton mitt. Also, unlike a cotton mitt, these babies are non-flammable, so you won't touch something accidentally and catch on fire. You know where to get them. Visit blindmysmart.com online and order your set of grips right now. Or, if you can't get online, give them a call.
713-893-7277.
And start taking the sizzle out of yourself and putting it back in the food where it belongs.
Now here's more of the show with Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Cooking in the Dark. Crockpot chicken stroganoff. Mm-mm-mm. This, I can tell you, this is going to be a great little recipe right here. You get these out here. So, Cheryl, why don't you go ahead and read this recipe?
All right.
While you're doing that, I'm going to be getting everything ready here in the crock pot.
Okay, so here we go. We need 1 medium onion diced, 3 pounds boneless, skinless chicken breasts, 1 can 8 ounces mushroom pieces and stems, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt, 1/2 teaspoon of onion salt, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper, 1 can creamed mushroom soup, yes, 1 can cream of celery soup, 1 package dry ranch mix, 8 ounces cream cheese cut into cubes,
oh, yeah.
And 1 cup of sour cream add before serving.
Cup of sour cream. Yeah, the sour cream you want to hold off on until you just before you get ready to serve it.
Right. And then, so, then you need your noodles, which are cooked separately.
Egg noodles,
yes,
or chow mein noodles, whatever you want to serve it over.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ready to go here. All right, just getting the rest of the ingredients out. So one change I made, y'all, instead of using an onion diced up, I bought pearl onions.
Ooh.
Little frozen pearl onions. So those will come out really nicely. So here's the first thing I'm going to do. Let me spray this crock pot down. Put a little Pam vegetable spray, whatever you want in it. Get it sprayed down. That'll just help with the cleanup down the road. First thing we want to do now is put our pearl onions in. These came in a bag. They were frozen. So I just tossed them in the bottom in the meat tray of my fridge, and just they kind of thawed out as we were going here. But let me get this bag open here. Okay. Just dump those in the crock pot. You just make sure they're okay. Cool. We're good there. Level them out. Now, 3 pounds of chicken. Boneless, skinless chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken breasts usually going to weigh about, it's going to weigh about 6 ounces or so. So I made mine, I put in 6 chicken breasts. Use more, use less. I think 6 boneless, skinless chicken breasts are going to be perfect for this. We'll see. So I want to put these in the crock pot. We just want to layer our breasts in. Just kind of lay them in. There's one there. So I put one in at about 6 o'clock. I'm going to put this other one over here at about 2 o'clock, one about 10 o'clock. Now I'm going to do another layer of them, put one at about noon right here, about 4, and over here about 8. So they're just kind of laid in.
And Dill, how big is your crock pot? Because I know there are different size crock pots.
This is a 6-quart that we're using, and you want to use the recipe. You want to use a 5 or 6-quart crock pot.
Okay.
7 is okay. You don't want to go smaller because this is probably going to fill it up.
Right.
I know at one point I had a 3-quart crock pot and I couldn't even cook a roast in it.
Yeah, that's
because it would get
very
so
small.
Full,
yeah.
You know.
Right.
But I mean, a 3-quart is great for dips and, you know, small things. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done like 2 or 3 chicken breasts in it before, but for this gig, you definitely want about a 5 or 6-quart crock pot.
Okay.
So we got it on, got our chicken in, put the lid on, turn it on low, and Alexa, set timer, 6 hours. 6 hours?
6 hours.
All right. We'll see y'all in 6 hours while our chicken cooks. That's all you do, step one. Good and easy, good and easy. All right, we'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark. Don't y'all go anywhere in these 6 hours. Cooking in the Dark shows are archived at www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. That's www.cookinginthedark.libsyn.com. Go there now and have a listen to an old show. Are you looking for a bathroom scale? Well, the mice have the perfect one for you. It's the XL
440 talking bathroom scale. With a maximum capacity of 440 pounds, it offers a nice, wide platform for stability and a clear speaking voice. Best of all, it carries a lifetime warranty. It'll be the last bathroom scale you ever buy. Get yours for under $50. That's right, the XL 440 talking bathroom scale with a lifetime warranty.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
Now with more of the show, here's Cheryl Cummings and Dale Campbell.
Oh, welcome back. I hope you've enjoyed those 6 hours off.
Man, we cleaned and painted the studio. Yeah. Folks, the audience didn't realize what they were getting in for today. Fall cleaning day today.
I know. The poor people, they show up, they're like, we're just going to sit and listen. And then,
yeah, is this a Cooking in the Dark show? Yes, it is. Come on in. You know.
And then Dale's like, here's a cloth. Go clean over there. And here's
except
this room.
You hear the guy in the back row back, man, you told me it was the dentist's office. I was like, yeah, come on in. It's a dentist's office. Come on. By the way, here, can you paint? All right. So let's check it out. I'm going to turn this crock off. All right, and let me take the lid off here. Whew, hot, hot. Now, we want to see if our chicken's fork tender. Okay. Oh, it is. Whew, yes, it is. Nice. Okay, we're good there. So here's what we need to do. We're going to take our crock out, and I'm just going to set it over here on the stove. We just want to let it cool. Let this chicken cool for a bit here. With the lid off, it won't take too long to cool down. So what we're going to need to do is chop up the chicken. And we're going to want to drain the onions and such out. So let's get into going and doing that real quick here. Let me get some tongs. I'm going to lift out my chicken breasts with the tongs. There they are. The jaws of life.
Well, you're being very good. You could use your, what are those mitts?
Yeah, I could reach in and grab them. I'll just do this. This is easier.
All right, all right.
I know.
And then you're going to cut these into like bite-sized pieces, right?
Right, right. Yeah. First, I'm going to just pull them out, mm-hmm. Put them in a bowl here, and they'll cool a little bit on their own. Oh, there's one more. What I'm doing now, I'm just reaching in with the tongs. Kind of feeling around. Oh, there's a chicken breast. Oh, come back. Where'd you go? There you are. You can find them there. I mean, they're solid, of course. They're cooked. Mm-hmm. The onions down here are real soft. And when you squeeze them with the tongs, they kind of give.
Yeah.
Squish.
Yeah.
So let me set our chicken here. Get our colander out. We need to drain off the liquid and reserve it. So I've got my colander here. Let me get a little bowl. What I'm going to do is set my colander in the bowl.
So then you're going to pour the stuff out. The onions will stay in the colander. The liquid will go through to the bowl. And you have achieved what they asked us to do.
We have achieved our assignment.
Yes.
Well, part of it.
Magnificent.
Okay. So put your grips mitts on. Pick your crock back up. And then very easily, I put mine in the sink so that if I spill or have any splatters, just pouring it very easily. There go the onions, the liquid. Beautiful. Okay. Now I'm going to return the crock to the base. Whoop. Glad that's a big old hole. I can find that. Not like trying to put your key in the lock sometimes, you know. I've been thinking, y'all, about getting one of those door locks that works off the iPhone, you know, with the Alexa app and stuff.
Oh, well, that sounds cool. Where,
yeah, you just walk up and it poof, and unlocks your door as long as it sees you. As long as you remember your phone. Might be a problem if you don't. All right. So now that we've got this separated.
Right. And so the interesting part is that the cooking of the chicken and the onions, that was the longest part, because this is just this section that we're doing. I think it's just going to take about 30 minutes once you've got it all put together.
Yes, once you're just kind of basically you put your stuff on and cook all day.
Yeah.
And then when you come home, it's just a little bit of, well, you'll see what we're going to do. In fact, Cheryl, why don't you read to them what we're going to do while I get out. I'm going to get out my flexible chopping mat here and just start cutting this chicken up.
So this is what we did. So the 5-6 hours, boom, and then you took the – turned off the crock pot. We've taken out the chicken. I'm saying we, but Dale. Dale. is now cutting the chicken into bite-sized pieces. And then the other thing we did is we strained and reserved the liquid from the crock pot. So,
right.
You know, Dale.
And be careful doing that. You want to let this cool for a little bit, or
yes.
If you want to rush it, you can do like I did. Go ahead and pull the chicken out. But use tongs or use, I mean, I wouldn't use a fork because this chicken is very tender.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much just falling apart as I cut it into bite-sized pieces. So some people will even take this and just fork it, where they take a fork and just shred it.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of having some bigger pieces. Even when I make like the poor man's beef stroganoff using just meat,
mm-hmm.
like hamburger meat, I try not to, when I brown the meat, I try to make it into bigger hunks, you know, so it's not real small.
Right.
And grainy. It's more bigger pieces of meat. Sometimes I've even used like chili meat. That's kind of like hamburger meat that's not ground as fine. It's a little more of a coarse grind.
Hmm.
Okay.
All right. So you're doing the chicken. We've strained the onion. So we've got the liquid in a bowl. And the onions back in the crock pot. And then we are going to, the mushroom stems and pieces, we're going to drain that and put that in the crock pot. And then once we're through cooking, cutting up the chicken, we will put that back into the crock pot. Now we're going to add the garlic salt, the onion salt, and the salt. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt, 1/2 teaspoon of onion salt, and then 1/2 teaspoon of salt. And now
I think it was a quarter of salt.
Quarter? Well, could
be. 1/4 teaspoon of salt and then 1/2 of the other two.
You may be correct.
Or maybe it was 1/4 of pepper.
It's 1/4 of pepper.
And 1/2 of the others, 1/2 of the salts. Okay.
Yes.
Never
yes.
mind.
Yeah.
If all else fails, y'all, revert to the lady with the recipe in front of her.
You could argue. And now you
but
then...
you'll lose.
So once we've put in the salt, we now add in the cream of mushroom soup. And after that, we're going to put in the ranch dressing over that, the package of ranch dressing. And then we put in the cubed cream cheese. That's going to be another fun experience. 8 ounces of cream cheese that we're going to cube. Put that in, stir everything up, and then we cover everything, and we will cook it on low for 30 minutes.
That's it.
Yep.
But one thing we lost, there's a can of cream of celery soup also.
Mm-hmm. It must go in
so
with the mushrooms.
Yeah, put it in with the, it goes in over the top of the mushrooms?
I think you were going to say put it in with the cream of mushrooms, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, put the soups in. Okay, so now instead of using a jar, and I know it depends on where you're at, but I've got a package of baby portobellos.
Ooh.
That I'm going to just dump in there. So we're going to put that in. Our onions are in.
Right.
Okay.
And putting in the mushrooms make a lot of sense because you had to drain the can anyway. So you weren't putting, like, the liquid of the, you know.
Of the mushrooms in.
Right.
No.
So you could substitute fresh mushrooms for that.
Yes. So I'm just going to start popping the stems on these. And I'm putting in the whole mushroom caps because these are baby portobellos. So
yeah.
they're smaller than whites, you know, white mushrooms. They're maybe A little bit smaller in diameter than a quarter. That's a bigger one, so I'm going to break it in half.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to cook down anyway. So you don't want to break them up so small that
No.
You won't have any mushrooms at all. So I like that
idea. The two that I cut in half were actually, when they were in half, they were the size of the others.
Okay.
That are going in. Most of these are you know, small. Not dime size. I'd say more nickel size.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite a quarter size. Just kind of mixing them in. Make sure they get mixed in with the onions here.
So okay. Do you use the stems?
No, I'm popping the stems off.
Okay. And you're not... Because sometimes I like cut off sort of the tough part of the stem, and I plop the rest
of it. Put the stems in too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, but you don't have to.
Yeah, it's up to you. I mean, I prefer these with... Because these are... the stems aren't too woody in here either.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought... The recipe called for just a small jar.
Right.
And I'm using a 16-ounce package.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Of these ports. So, man, I just love portobellos. So we're getting down. And as I'm popping the stems, y'all, it came in the typical little mushroom box, you know, with the plastic over the top of it that you get at the grocery. So I'm just breaking the stems off and letting them fall back in into the same package here. Just neatness counts. There are points.
less work after you're done cooking.
Yes. Cleaning up is always the problem. And try as I might, I just can't find any suckers, I mean volunteers.
The couple log and clean up. Yeah.
So, and these won't, mushrooms do not take that long to cook down. So that's why this will be good too, that it will, about the 30 or 40 minutes that we'll cook this again once we get everything added. All right. I think that's it. I'm just kind of digging through here. And there's a couple more mushrooms I'm finding. All right, I think all I got left are stems here, which, I mean, you could save these and use these for anything. Like Cheryl said, if they're not, some of the stems are kind of woody.
That's a term, yeah.
And you'll want to trim that part off. But these stems on these ports, these baby ports, weren't too much. They didn't stick out too far past the cap.
Okay.
Like sometimes if you buy white mushrooms.
Yes.
The stems are maybe, some of them are 2 inches long. These, I would say the stems are at the most maybe 1/2 inch. So they're really small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're done there. I might make a little soup. We'll save these stems for that. That would be good in there. Okay, so our mushrooms are in with our onions. Beautiful. I've cut up a couple chicken breasts. Let me dump in what I've got here already. Put that in the crock, and we'll continue chopping up some of our chicken.
And so I didn't say this, but as you mentioned, when we put in the salts, the garlic salt, the onion salt, and the salt, we will also put in the black pepper.
Yes, so black pepper.
Half a teaspoon, half a teaspoon, half a teaspoon, quarter teaspoon.
You said a half a teaspoon, half a teaspoon, whole teaspoon?
I don't remember saying that, but okay.
I like black pepper.
Yeah.
So even when I make stovetop, you know, beef stroganoff,
mm-hmm.
I will add maybe a little more pepper than what the recipe calls for, but it's a taste thing. And that's what you'll do too. Before you get ready to serve this, you will taste it and check for the doneness. Check for the flavor,
yeah.
Not the doneness, but the flavor. And if you do need to add a little more salt, go ahead. If you need to add a little more pepper, go ahead. But remember, once you add it, can't take it back.
This is true. So you make, I mean, what do you think of just like making those available on the table and having people add those in like once?
Add as they need.
Right.
I mean, you can taste it and you know what taste you're trying to achieve pretty much. So, and that's something I've started doing too a lot is cooking bland and letting people season as they want. Got one chicken breast left here. So we ended up with 7 chicken breasts.
Wow.
I thought we had six. I don't know, maybe two were stuck together or something. One was kind of small, so that was probably it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, nobody, you know, I don't think anybody's gonna be like, oh, too much chicken. What am I going to do? Probably doesn't matter in this. It'll just mean that with every forkful or spoonful, you'll get nice bites of chicken.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what, I mean, after all, this is called crockpot chicken.
It is.
Stroganoff.
It is.
It's not called crockpot. There's a chicken bite in every other bite.
Search around. We think there's chicken in there.
Although you can hear the cow saying, use more chicken. Okay. All right. So our chicken is in. Why don't we take a quick little break here, give you all a chance to stretch your legs for a second, but don't go anywhere because we're going to be right back. Cooking in the Dark. Tell you something else hot is that Black & Decker talking toaster oven. So easy to operate. Got two rows of buttons. The top row, you set your cook mode. Bake, broil, toast, warm. The second row of buttons, you set your temperature. You know, each mode has its own range, so you select your temperature. Third row of buttons is you select the time. And the fourth row is start and stop. 12 by 12 cabinet, 8 inches tall, 2 racks. Comes with a crumb tray, comes with a pan that you can bake in or whatever. Or if you're boiling, you can use it under the rack, you know, as a drip pan in case you don't have a little boiler pan for it. You know, check it out. Go read about it, blindmicemarts.com. Just put in toaster oven in the search field. It'll pop right up. They've got two ways to buy it, but you better get on the list, man. When that was introduced, there were 27 orders for the pre-order the first day. There's been over 60 people order it already within, like, the first few weeks. But that's the Black & Decker talking toaster oven at blindmicemarts.com. Check it out, y'all. It is very cool, very cool. Hot, hot, hot.
Are you on the Cooking in the Dark listserv? If not, why? Share recipes, tips, and get answers to cooking questions from the other awesome members on the list. It's easy to join. Just send an email to cookinginthedark-request@acbradio.org. with the word subscribe in the subject line. That is cookingintheDark-request@acbradio.org. All squished together, no spaces, with subscribe in the subject line. Join us on the Cooking in the Dark listserv.
How much does it weigh? I don't know. Don't stray. Go to blindmicemart.com and get yourself the Vox 3000 talking kitchen scale. It's ideal for weighing everything you need in the kitchen, and you can use it to weigh your postage too. Say hello.
Hello, I'm ready. 1 pound, 6.2 ounces.
Clear, concise, and easy to use. It's the Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale from blindmicemart.com. Best of all, it carries a lifetime warranty. The Vox 3000 Talking Kitchen Scale. Get yours at blindmicemart.com.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. Guess what I'm doing now?
What?
Grinding pepper.
Oh, okay.
So a quarter teaspoon of ground black pepper. Okay. Doink. We need a half a teaspoon of celery salt. I love celery salt.
Garlic salt.
Oh, we don't put celery salt in?
No. We do garlic salt, onion salt.
And regular salt?
And regular salt.
Son of a gun.
But it is your stroganoff.
Yeah, we'll use... I got garlic salt right here. We're all right. Celery salt. Yeah, I think I know why I like that so much. It's usually on a Bloody Mary.
Huh. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's what I say. Oh, my goodness. There's nothing like that. Mm. So here's our garlic salt. We have our regular salt in. Okay.
And do we have onion salt?
Got that. That's in, too.
All right. And then... Next, but not least.
Least but not last.
There you go. That doesn't sound good.
Then we need
good.
To dump in our soups.
Soups are mushroom, cream of mushroom soup and cream of celery soup.
Okay. So I've got Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom soup, 10 and 3/4 ounce can.
Yeah.
I guess in the future, can openers are probably going to go bye-bye.
Why?
Because almost all cans now are starting to have pop-tops.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, here's an interesting fact. Canned soups were invented. Canned foods came out almost 30 or 40 years before the first can opener was invented. So people actually had to use a chisel and a hammer to open cans before the can opener was invented.
Oh, my gosh. That just...
True fact. Fact. Yeah, fact, fact.
That just seems... Too much work.
1908, 1940 something, I think, or 18 something, and I forget what the exact years were on it, but I was like, wow, okay. Wow. I mean, why did it take somebody that long to think up that idea?
Well,
you know,
they might have been trying, but you know.
Yeah. Somebody said, well, the hammer and chisel works better.
Yeah. Yeah. People aren't always like, oh, look, something new. I'm going to take it on. You know, it's like, new? Well, I've got my hammer and chisel. It's working.
Like when Thomas Edison was inventing the light bulb, his brother-in-law got the idea of, hey, Thomas is going to need light bulbs. So he went and he learned how to blow glass to make light bulbs for Thomas.
Wow.
Well, there you go, man. Creating a job, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Seeing.
Just takes a little sight.
Seeing the needs, right?
That like... pet rock, I should have had that idea. Okay. So now we have a package of ranch dip mix. This is the dry.
Right.
We're going to sprinkle this in over the top of our soups. Okay. Voila. Like that. Excellent. Okay. Now, cream cheese. Here it is. Philadelphia, y'all. Don't buy that store brand cream cheese. Goodness gracious. I don't know what they do to the store brand stuff. It's all got to come out of the same cream cheese machine, I would think.
Yeah, but how come it doesn't taste the same?
Yeah, how come it doesn't melt? We have questions about this product. What is this? Really? Yes, I mean, it is. Like, the texture's off, the taste is off. It's just, hey, it said to melt this, but it's not melting. Pop it in a skillet, it's still a brick. Oh, goodness. So let me use Miss Power's trick here. Just pull the foil apart. And then this block will open right up. I used to cut it around with a knife, and Lois called me and said, don't do that, just do this. Oh, yeah, that's much easier. So you open one end. Or you can open the back because it has the seam of, you know, with the foil where it's wrapped around the silver packaging.
Right.
And now I've got that opened up right there, nice and neat. And I'm going to dice it right there.
In the packet.
In the packet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's like cutting butter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to cut it crossways. 1, 2, 3, 4 times, so that makes 5 pieces that way. And then long ways, I'm going to cut it twice. 1, 2. Okay, made those cuts. So I'm just going to bring my package over here, and over the crock pot, I flip the cheese out into my hand. So I've still got this kind of big block of cheese, but it's all cut into small hunks.
Yeah.
So I'm just quickly and easily breaking those apart and just dropping them in into the crock pot in different positions. Not one big pile in the middle, just kind of spread them around. Wash my hands off here real fast. So when I cook, y'all, I've got my cooking in the dark apron on, because if anything else, I look good when I'm cooking. Even if the food's no good, look at me. And then I keep a dish towel handy also. Keep one hanging on the oven door, and I keep one over my shoulder or tuffed into my...
your apron.
My tie of my apron. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. I've got a wooden spoon here. We just need to stir all this stuff up. And to do that, I'm just kind of reaching into the bottom, say at 9 o'clock, and raising it up. I'm going in about noon to the bottom and lifting straight up. Going in about 3 o'clock, kind of going to the middle and just raising it up. So we're kind of folding and stirring and mixing. So some of the onions in the bottom are coming to the top. The chicken's getting all mixed around. The ranch dip mix is getting all nice. And you want to do this kind of gently, because you don't want to destroy the chicken. You still want to keep your chicken in bigger hunks. Okay, very good. Now we're going to pop the crock pot back on low. Let it go for about 30 minutes to 40 minutes. And the nice thing about this being in a crock pot, if it's a little longer than that, you're still okay. This will go for, you can go up for to about 2 hours on low. So if your guests are late, if whatever dinner gets delayed, the dog ends up getting loose and you got to go chase him down, you're all right. Okay. There we go. Put the lid on. And this part of the job is done. All right, now that our crock pot's going, time to make our pasta. So egg noodles are probably the way to go with this, but any pasta will be okay. And if you don't want to use pasta, Chinese chow mein noodles, those little hard, crispy noodles, they'd be excellent on this too. It's all good. So let's get our pot here. We're going to be using our pasta pot with the strainer lid on it, just to make life easier for us. Got it. Okay, put some water in this. We'll get this boiling, get our pasta in it. So when it's getting ready time to eat, after your give your crock pot about 10 or 15 minutes, 20 minutes to start cooking, and then start preparing your pasta. So that'll give you enough time to make sure everything's heated up, everything's going good. Okay. Get the fire going. Okay. Now here's our noodles. Well, not really. I didn't get them out yet. Here they are. Come, noodles. So here's a note, y'all, that the liquid that we reserved when we originally strained out the onion and chicken mixture, if you want to add that to your pot and then add a little more water so that you have enough in there to cover to boil your pasta. But by adding that in, that's going to help flavor your pasta. Give it a little more of a taste, a flavor that's going to match this stroganoff dish. Oh, it's delicious, man.
So you're going to boil the water first and then put in the noodles?
Yeah, I'm going to get the water warm enough.
Okay. Because I usually do it the other way, which is I start
just dump the noodles in.
Yeah, I start off with cold. I mean, I don't know. I saw it on one of the food, you know, because before people are like, oh, you must boil the water and then put the noodles in. And then I saw it on one of the, like, you know, Mucky Muck shows on Food Network or whatever. Some fancy smancy chef was like, oh, you know, I cold water, noodles, put everything on the stove. I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah, you just want to overcook it.
Yeah.
You know, 10 minutes or so is going to be perfect.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to follow your advice, girls, save time here. I'm going to go ahead and put our noodles in. There we go. Into the water. Put our lid on.
I know when I was learning to cook, it felt a little bit like it was being used as a sign of, oh my gosh, this is so dangerous for a blind person to be doing. You know, the putting a pot of water, having a pot of boiling water on the stove, and then you're trying to put the pasta in, and, you know, you could hit the pot and everything could fall, and, you know, you could burn yourself, and it'll be a disaster. And thankfully, I ignored all of that.
Yes. Just... Well, the same thing, like blind people shouldn't have a glass in the kitchen or blind, blah, blah, blah. Really? I mean, I've seen some of you sighted people. Y'all make some blunders that are just bigger than any blunder I've ever made.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's the thing, you know, I mean, people, I do woodworking too, and people talk to me about woodworking, and I'm like, man, look, I'm safe.
Yeah. I know, you know what
I'm probably
doing.
Safer now. I mean, as long as your pot's in the middle.
Right.
On the burner, and you're good to go, you know, just be aware of that. Now, I've done some bonehead things before, but, you know, one, I was scraping the heck out of the bottom of a skillet, and, you know, it had hot bacon grease in it, and scraped it right off the dadgum burner. Oh, as it's falling to the ground, I'm like getting my jumping out of the way, thinking, oh, not a, don't hit my feet. I wasn't so much worried about the grease, I was worried about that iron skillet landing on my toe.
Yeah.
You know, when you got to walk everywhere, man, you get a wheel out of commotion. Yeah, that ain't good. A broken wheel. Dang. All right, y'all, we're going to let our pasta boil 10 minutes, and we'll be right back on Cooking in the Dark. Put all this together.
You have a personality? Show it with a personalized cane from Custom Cane. Are you a sports fan? Show it with your favorite team. Are you a musician or do you love the beach? We can design your lifestyle into your cane. We provide restoration and cane accessories too. Check out Custom Cane on Facebook. That's Custom Cane with a K. Or call us at 901-483-1515. Or click on CustomCane.com.
Remember, don't be playing. Go Custom Cane.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
Blind MySmart has your perfect product. Braille measuring cups and measuring spoons. That's right. It's a 9-piece measuring cup set from 1/8 of a cup to 2 cups. And they all have Braille. The same with the measuring spoons. You get an 11-piece set that goes from a 1/64 of a teaspoon, just a little bitty bit, all the way up to 2 tablespoons. You'll never need another measuring set again. And best of all, they're at blindmysmart.com, where you won't lose your tail.
Order online or order by phone. 713-893-7277.
This is Noah Carver, and I wonder if you know where to get an awesome Braille cookbook. Well, I do. At Blind Bookstop, there's over 190 different titles to choose from, all in Braille. And if you prefer it this way, or you're not a Braille reader, we've got you covered because we've got the conveniently easy electronic text format that you can open on your computer, lickety-split. So get yourself down to blindbookstop.com, where you'll go crazy with over 190 titles to choose from. BlindBookstop.com.
Now, more of the show with your host, Dale Campbell and Cheryl Cummings.
All right, y'all, we're back. So let's get our pastas boiled up. We're done there. Let me dump this with the locking lid pot. It's nice because half the pot has got holes in it, the lid, so that it strains. So I'm just going to, I've got my mitts on. You want to avoid the steam that'll come out of this when you pour it out. But basically, we're just pouring the water out. Our noodles are staying in the pot. Okay. Here we go. Beautiful. There's our noodles. Set them here. Now, let's come over here to our crock. What we need to do is we need to add, what is it, a cup of sour cream, Cheryl?
Yes.
Okay. Cup of sour cream, 8 ounces. Going to add that in to our crock pot. And stir it up, stir it up, stir it in. Now, the other, what's, I've got a 16-ounce thing of sour cream here. So I'm going to put the other sour cream on the table when we serve this. So if people want to add more, they can. Now, what we want to do is just scoop it out in the bowls. Let that sour cream, we're going to let that go for about a minute or so. So I'm going to take in my bowl. I'm going to use my pasta server and put some pasta in the bottom of the bowl, some of our egg noodles. Or you can do it in a plate. And then I'm going to use a ladle to scoop out a little bit of this chicken over the top of the egg noodles. Now serve this up with a nice green salad, some bread, some toasted rolls, whatever. You know, Hawaiian rolls, I would suggest, are really good. Those Hawaiian sweet bread rolls, man.
Those are delicious.
I love those things. We were over at our friend's house, and her son goes, Mom, put some Hawaiian bread on your shopping list. I was like, oh, Hawaiian bread. Mm. So I bought Hawaiian hamburger buns. And I use those buns. I made sandwiches on them. I fried hamburgers up, put them on them. I made hot dogs and put those on them. I was Hawaiian and I was in the islands, man. All right. So why don't you go ahead and read that recipe one more time. And while you're doing that, I will bring you this first bowl of desired. So you want any extra sour cream on top?
That sounds lovely. I think a little dollop of sour cream on the
top. Dollop?
Dollop. Okay. Yes. All right. So here we go. 1 medium onion diced.
Whoops. Hey, how about a big dollop?
Big dollop will do too.
Oh, damn. I was going to keep that for myself.
So. 3 pounds boneless, skinless chicken breast. 1 can, 8 ounces mushroom pieces and stems. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic salt. 1/2 teaspoon of onion salt. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper. 1 can cream mushroom soup. 1 can cream of celery soup. 1 package dry ranch mix. 8 ounces cream cheese cut into cubes. And then 1 cup of sour cream add before serving.
1 cup sour cream. Add before serving.
Right.
Sounds like a song that I should have written.
Oh.
Damn.
There's still time.
Pet rock and a song. I'd be rich. All right, y'all. So one thing I did, I substituted pearl onions, an 11-ounce, I think it was an 11-ounce package of pearl onions for the onion, the diced up onion. And then as far as the noodles go, egg noodles, sometimes penne pasta is really nice. I like that because it's kind of tubular. But egg noodles are the way to go with this for sure. Mm-mm-mm. I've already sampled this, and it's I don't think you'll like it, Cheryl. It's pretty.
Oh, you think I should give it back?
Yeah, I'll take it. That dude that thought this was, yeah, you're glad this isn't the dentist's office now, huh? All right, y'all, check this out, try it out, and let us know what you think about it. You can, remember, always go to our archive page for all of our other 400 and whatever shows there. In the search field, it's cool because a magic man, Tim, puts a little description of what we make, so put in the word chicken. and find all of our chicken shows or turkey or whatever. You know, you'll pull up different shows, or you can go in and just search and find and listen. Man, if you want to get really crazy and nostalgic, go listen to some of our first ones. Ooh, they sound horrid. Thank God for technology. All right, y'all. She's Cheryl Cummings. I'm Dale Campbell. This is Cooking in the Dark for the Magic Man, Tim. We'll see y'all next week. AMF.
Cooking in the Dark is a presentation of Blind Mice Mega Mall at www.blindmicemegamall.com.
Cooking in the Dark was produced by THC Productions.
Who cares about the clouds when we're together? Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you.
This is Bird Note. I'm Michael Stein. Bird Note is an independent nonprofit organization, and this week we're asking you to support Bird Note with a donation at birdnote.org. But today, rather than tell you all the great things about Bird Note, we're going to let our feathered friends do the talking. Enjoy this minute of uninterrupted bird song. Your donations allow us to put joyful birdsong on the radio. Please support Bird Note with a tax-deductible donation today at birdnote.org. Every gift helps us produce the stories you love and share them with your amazing local radio station. Just go to birdnote.org today, and thanks.
Have you heard about the audio journal show, Young at Heart? It's okay to be young at heart. The show is about listening to simple stories about simple and happy tales of life. By listening to Young at Heart, you will experience the delight and wonder of being, well, young at heart. And since laughter is the best medicine, many of the stories will also make you smile, chuckle, or even laugh out loud. So pull up a comfy chair, take off your shoes, and bend your ears to the audio journal show, Young at Heart, every Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock p.m.
This is a public service announcement from the Massachusetts Association for the Blind. The Massachusetts Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired provides assistive technology training for persons with visual impairments. If you or a family member are interested in receiving one-on-one specialized training, please contact 617-991-7073 or email atcenter@mabcommunity.org.
You are listening to Audio Journal, part of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. Thanks for listening. We have more programming coming up next.